Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success of nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wellness right now.
Hey, you guys, welcome to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. We are here on Transformation Talk Radio, and I am at you every single Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And I always bring my mug. I know you hear the same thing over and over, but it is Coffee Radio. That's the name of the show. So I always show my mug, and I want you guys to always bring yours or your favorite drink, and you can have an adult beverage if you're home. So, hey, who cares? So, the show is all about answering some questions, talking about some strategies. You can write in to Coach Peggy at 3wellnesspillars.com. Sometimes I have guests. If you have any suggestions on that, I have a super big array of topics we can talk about, whether it's nutrition or exercise or mindset or your passions that you've let slide away. So do not hesitate to reach out. So today we are talking about procrastination. Last week, if you haven't seen the show, hop on to my YouTube channel. You can find me at 3 Wellness Pillars or even Peggy Wellness. You can also get on my website, 3 Wellness Pillars. But the first one was part one on procrastination. Today is part two. Then I made it a four-part series. We're going to follow today with disorganization, part one and two. So it's actually a four-part series. And if you follow them in a row, it's going to make a lot more sense. Whether the chicken came before the egg or the egg came before the chicken with procrastination and disorganization. Many arguments out there. But in my experience with what I do, they are very much related to each other. And often I find when somebody has fallen off the wellness wagon, one or two of those absolutely are on the board or both. So today we're going to talk about procrastination part two. And I don't want you to think that for any second that it means that you are not intelligent, that you are lazy, or that you are sloppy. Pretty much what it means is that if you procrastinate, if you're a procrastinator, you procrastinate. If you're disorganized, then you are disorganized. That's all it is. You don't need to label yourself. It doesn't mean you have less of a value in the world. So I want you to totally get rid of that. Many people procrastinate. Yes, millionaires procrastinate. I want to tell you, I was really surprised when I was looking into this. Did you know that Lincoln was a procrastinator? Abraham Lincoln was a procrastinator. He actually, I don't know who knows this, but he did not finish the Gettysburg Address until the morning that he gave it. That blew my mind. And then also, I don't know if you've checked this out, but Da Vinci, he was given a task to work on to finish a project, the Virgin on the Rocks, and it actually took him 25 years to do it. Love to chat with him to see what issue they had with procrastinating, because as you guys know, there are many reasons that we procrastinate. There could be some fear of success, fear of failing. Sometimes we don't have enough information. Sometimes there are too many options, meaning that we have a lot of things that we need to eliminate. I know that I was talking to my oldest son the other day about procrastination, because he's going to hate this so much. But he's kind of a really big procrastinator, let's just say. He's going to murder me for saying that. But when we were chatting about it, one of the main reasons that he said that he's a procrastinator is that he puts everything under an umbrella, like one big And he keeps everything in his head. So when he has all these things he's not getting done, he puts it under this whole umbrella and he can't break it down. So it stays in his head. So think about all the mental muscle that that takes to try to get each of those projects done when you are thinking about it and ruminating all day long, all night long. So I said to him, well, why don't you make a list? He's like, no, Mom, I can't make a list. Like, I've tried that before. Stresses me out. I'm not making a list. And I said, Bud, if you make a list, then even if it's dusting, you have 20 things on that list, you can at least celebrate at night and know that you got something done and maybe keep it out of your head that night. Because also, for those of you who work with me on chronotypes, which is sleep cycles, he is a dolphin. That's a whole nother day. But he is a dolphin and they do not sleep anyways. They're kind of awake all night. So he is my dolphin. So in today's show, last week, I just want to give you a quick, for last week, we talked about just a quick overview. We talked about what procrastination was all about. We talked about how many people procrastinate. We talked about why we procrastinate, why some people more than others procrastinate, and then the pros and the cons, because we certainly have people out there who will argue forever that it's a pro for them to procrastinate right up to the 11th hour. Hey, I'm better. I thought about the project. I perform really well if I wait till the last minute. And then we have the last thing that we covered last week was how people view you or you view yourself as a procrastinator. And that's a tough one because I think we beat ourselves up more than we're willing to admit. So admit you're a procrastinator. I think we all, it's very, very subjective. It depends on, everybody believes they procrastinate at a certain level and on certain subjects. So you just have to have a meeting with yourself and truly figure out where your issues are and what we're going to do about it. So today, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about what we're going to do about it. You can't see my hands, but they are down here all shifting with excitement because I love to give you guys some tips. And then more importantly, I love to hear back about your comments and your certain, you know, situations. And today, in our after party, which is when we chat, I often say we, because Kat sometimes comes on, my producer, or my other personalities show up. I don't know what it is, but in the after party, I heard some comments. I had reached out to a few of my clients after the last show and asking them for some suggestions on where they procrastinate. And we're going to talk about taxes. So you want to make sure that you stay after the party, after the 30-minute show, stay for the after party because we're going to chat about that. Okay, so tips about procrastinating and where we're going to start. So as you know, three wellness pillars. You know, I was looking down and I was like looking at my mug. You know, I always take a sip, right? I don't know if some of you guys know that I switched from coffee in the afternoon. Because I'm getting older and apparently coffee keeps you up at night. That would be me. I used to drink coffee until 9 o'clock at night and it didn't affect me, but apparently it is now. So I have actually water in my cup. All right. So three wellness pillars, three. That's what my whole business, my whole product lines, my whole belief system is all about. I believe it's driven by nutrition first because nutrition is fuel. Food is fuel. And I really think we got to kind of clean up our vessel in order to want to move more and make better decisions and all those types of things. So we look at nutrition first, and then we always look at exercise second, because it's really important to at least try to get up off the couch. Even if it's 2,000 steps a day, trying to get to 2,000 steps a day. And then it's mindset. And I've had some arguments with people on whether I should put mindset as the first pillar instead of nutrition and exercise. And I'm going to tell you why I don't. I look at all three of them together. I do marry them all three together. And there is a balance of all three. But with mindset, the reason I put it last is that it's so huge. It affects nutrition and exercise and creativity and professional and personal and relationships. And so I actually bring into the wellness wheel, if you've seen that show, you can look on YouTube to find that show. In the wellness wheel sits nutrition and exercise. But the very first thing that you need to do with procrastination is to have a meeting, have a second meeting with yourself. And I want you to think about your mindset, because listen, guys, if you think you can't complete a project, or if you believe you're a procrastinator, you are. You nailed it. If you don't think it's going to become easier, if you think it's difficult, it is. You got it absolutely right. So the very first thing I need you to think about is your mindset and setting yourself up for success. I don't care if you're earning an Emmy by telling yourself a story, but if you think it's difficult, it will be. Yes, mindset is number one. The second thing, this I think is one of the hugest things, is prioritizing your projects. I don't think many people think about that. Is sometimes people ping, I call it wellness ADHD. They'll ping dependent on what is most important in the moment or that day or week. And when it comes to procrastination, there are so many projects people keep in their head or in their life that they lose priority in the big scheme of things because they bounce around within that day or that conversation on what's most important. So again, I'm a list maker, and I know most of you hate that, just like you hate logging foods. But if you can get it out of your head and get it on a piece of paper, it means something different. It means that you can, usually, once you get it out of your head on paper, it means it looks different. You can parse it out. So I'm just suggesting that if you can get it down on paper and try to prioritize what the urgencies are, maybe you have a someday list, maybe you have a maybe list, maybe you have a today list, but take a look at it and prioritize the issues that you're procrastinating. Could be work, could be the garage. I don't know, could be opening the mail. Opening the mail is probably the biggest thing that I hear over and over. They don't open the mail. I'll do it later. I'll do it when I'm watching TV. I'll throw away the junk, you know, tomorrow when I get the junk. So, all right, number three, I want you to figure out the reasons that you're procrastinating. So, is the project, two things. So, I want to break this down. Is the project, are you procrastinating about it because you don't have the knowledge, meaning that in your head, you know, you don't want to fix, say, the hose that comes out, I'm making this up, the hose that comes out of the washing or into the dryer. Can you tell that I have no idea what I'm doing? You got to replace that thingy-majiggy. And you don't have the knowledge to fix it. So not only do you know it needs to be done, you're procrastinating about it. You got to call somebody to talk about it. Could even be your dad, but you're putting it off because you don't have the knowledge to fix it. So that could be one of the big reasons that you're procrastinating. Or number two, it could be emotion, which may not make sense to you, but there are a lot of emotions. There is fear. There is perfectionism. There is stress. Anxiety. What else do I want to pull out? Simply, you could be tired or exhausted, or you don't think that you can handle it until you recover from blank. I've got a cold, something like that. It could be another suggestion I have is name the sucker. Just figure out what the emotion is and go, I am fearful. Like my son said, it's overwhelming. I named it. I do not want to do this because my emotion is completely overwhelming and I don't know how to break it down. So name that reason. Number three is to figure out that reason that you procrastinate. Awesome. Okay. We're moving right along, aren't we? So what about options? I was thinking about this, an example I have with this. So I was given a directive from a mentor I'm working with, and that's a really nice name because I can't really say it on air. She's going to listen to this and know who she is. So this lovely mentor is helping me get outside of my comfort zone and grow. That's a nice way to put it. I was told, if you want to speak more in public, Peggy, because it's been a while since you've done it, if you want these vast audiences and you want to get out there, you know, what are you doing right now? Are you a part of the chamber? Are you in talking at Toastmasters? You know, what are you doing? Are you talking at the coffee shop? I'm like, no, I don't want to. I'll look into it next week. So for me, this next tip that I want to share with you is that there were too many options. I did some research. I needed to connect with why I was procrastinating. I had to find an emotion. You know, I haven't been outside my house in 3 years in regards to big public speaking. And so for me, my named emotion was probably fear, a little bit of fear or the stress in organizing something like that. But honestly, I needed to eliminate some of those darn emotions that were out there or the options that were out there. So think about this if you've got too many options. For me, I thought, what type of clients am I trying to get? So I don't want to go speak somewhere that isn't pertinent to the type of clients or the type of business that I have. So I could pull that, you know, cross some of those things off and start my research in a different area there. And then I'm like, who's going that I might know? Because that certainly makes it easier, doesn't it? If you know somebody that, you know, neighbor or somebody else that belongs to something, you can kind of take that fear away by hanging out with them, you know, be their guest for lunch. So think through each of your options and try to dumb them down, per se. You know, what do you have access to? Does something cost money? All of that. Options. The other thing I was thinking about for options is, this is probably a common one. I'm going to go back to the mail because, you guys, if you only knew how easy it is to connect, if somebody is eating well or moving or lack of self-esteem or not getting a promotion, if you even knew the percent that I can go to and say, is your desk organized at work or at home? Are you opening the mail? Are you missing meetings? I cannot tell you how many people it is directly related to how well they're doing in their wellness journey, whether they are in maintenance or they've fallen off. So when I was thinking about paperwork in regards to options, I was thinking about sticky notes and putting them in piles and trying to get rid of the options of too many choices or too many subjects. We're going to talk more about organization in the next two parts of these evil twins. First part is next week on the 16th, if I can do my math. And then the following is on the 23rd for part two of organization. But to dumb down some of those options would be to maybe use some sticky notes. And that slides right into the next tip, which is breaking down that overwhelming feelings and figuring out some baby tasks. You know, what are some little baby steps or small tasks that you can put into place that make you feel at night that you've tackled something or gotten something done? I was telling my producer before we got started a story about my oldest son, who's going to get mad at me when he sees this show because he actually watches them. He might be the only family member I know that watches them. Everybody kind of likes it on Facebook, but do they really watch it? I should give him a test. He does. He was the one that said, sit back further, mom. You sit like up in top. So anyways, what I was telling him is to do these baby steps, kind of give that top title, prioritize it, and break those things down one bite at a time. And one of the best ways you can break those steps up is to do a to-do list. Obviously, I just talked about that, but to schedule some appointments like they're a doctor's appointment. So if you were doing... We're going to talk in the after show again about taxes. But if you're breaking that down, say, for instance, you're talking about chores this week, you guys know you're going to go laundry, get the groceries, whatever. But if you can break them down, you can assign them to some people. Or like I was telling my son, even if you dust, the end of the day, the only thing on your 30 things on your list, you get done dusting, that is out of your head, man. I call him pal. It's out of your head, pal. So you want to make sure that you put in appointment times or something that you treat like a doctor, little steps along the way in your calendar so you can get some of this stuff done. Oh, is it drink time? Is it time to do a shot? Cheers. Today I'm a unicorn. Shot of H2O. You betcha. Moving right along. Procrastination tips. Number six. We are going to talk about estimating the time it takes to do these topics, which is almost impossible to figure. That is so scary. And it's almost impossible for people to guess on some projects how long it's going to take. This is what I tell everybody. However long you think it's going to take, I want you to double it. For me, I triple it. Kat, are you there? Because I want to ask you this question.
I'm here.
So pop on and make sure the world can hear you today.
I figured the sound out. Yep.
Hey, okay. So I'm going to ask you, it's not a loaded question because I know you know the answer. So when I estimate my own projects and I'm telling everybody to double their time and I triple my time, what's the reason why you think I triple my time? We just talked.
Well, I could guess from what my habits are. I always take longer on things than I think I will.
And why do you? What's your reason?
Because I'm unrealistic. And I always think if I make myself do it in an hour, I just will do it in an hour.
That's a good one for me. So you set aside, that time. Can you hear my friend back there? I'm baby dog sitting my Hazel. So Hazel is my oldest son. Okay, what are we going to do? She's protecting me. So she's going to stay on the show. We'll see if she comes back. For me, I triple it because I'm a perfectionist. So I thought you would just go, oh, Coach Peggy, it's because you're perfect. So you know me pretty well. So now do you understand why I triple it? Yeah. I think you told me that the other day on one of my shows. I was like, God, that show sucked. And you're like, oh, it's just because you're a perfectionist. Take your own advice. So, all right. I just wanted to see what you, the time frame. Because that's really hard when somebody who's procrastinated, that's part of why they've put it off, because they really have no idea how long it's going to take and it's overwhelming. So especially, I think that comes along with household chores, that something's broken or they need to call somebody to fix it. I know for me that can get put off. So do you have anything around the house that needs to be fixed or putting off, Kat?
Not me around the house, no.
Oh, that's a nice way to put that out there. Okay, good. Instead of getting an argument, have him listen to the show. I know who you're talking about.
Okay, the gutters are now a running joke.
Okay, perfect. Oh, great. Here we go. Oh, the gutters. Yeah, that's true. Oh, awesome. Okay, you guys. So the next tip that I want you to think about is, many people right along this line, we're sliding right into it, is you need to ask for help sooner. And that does not mean that you're weak. But if you don't ask for help sooner, your job, your tasks that you need to be accomplishing as a procrastinator are probably affecting other people. Really, they are. So if you can just ask for the right help that you need, that you're fearful to ask for, you don't know who to ask, you know, for help, start doing some research and get the right help. It's going to save time. Tip number, I think we're on number 8. Yes, we are. Okay. If you looked at last week's show, there was a pro. And the pros to procrastinating, the number one thing those who procrastinate say why it's a pro, that they get things done in the 11th hour. It's fantastic. The PowerPoints look great. And I had said to you guys, the reason that it gets done is because you're closing the door, you're turning your email off, you're not going on lunch dates. And that's exactly what this last tip is to find uninterrupted time and to set that date in your timer, your day timer, or set that date on a calendar on the wall so everybody knows at home what you're doing. And turn off the phone. I'm not kidding. Turn off the phone, turn off the emails, turn off any other social media that you have, even turn off the TV. I have a huge running argument at home that, oh, I work better with white noise. So I like to have music on or, you know, TV sound low in the background. But the reality is, you really need uninterrupted time if you're a procrastinator on that subject you keep putting off. So let everything go to voicemail. It's all going to be there when you get there. Get back to it. So the uninterrupted time. I tried this before. It did not work for me, but it might work for you guys, is to find a different location. Some people can do a really good job of, say, going to a coffee shop and putting in their earbuds and concentrating there because they're not at home and they actually get out of a location. Or if at work, they might go to a different room, a boardroom or something, to get away from their desk. So find a location. Maybe even set the tone, like I was talking about with music. If you find that you're a little bit better with that, then go ahead and set the mood. That's another option. Or find a bigger workspace. So one of the other things I want to say is to set up an unprocrastination day, set up a specific time of day that you do not procrastinate, and that is maybe a Saturday or a third Saturday. The last two tips, please reward yourself if you get something done. Tie it to something that really makes a difference for you. That will help you. A lot of people like to get, you know, their little tiny reward. And the last one is to celebrate. Just give yourself, when you get something out of your brain and you function really well, I want you to go ahead and celebrate with somebody. Okay, when we come back on the after party, I'm going to do two things for you. I am going to go ahead and talk you through taxes, how you can kind of set yourself up for success on taxes. And I'm going to talk to you about how you can increase your mental muscle so that you can do a better job improving your procrastination. How does that sound? Fantastic. So I'm going to see you next time. You're going to reach me anytime at CoachPeggy@3WellnessPillars.com. Go ahead and take a break, and I will see you back here real soon.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific to tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.